T, what you want to talk about?
What's up, man? You are quite a bizarre individual there, Mr. Sloan.
What's up, Doc?
But, by the way, that last caller where you was trying to get him to tell you whether he was a Republican or Democrat or not, I think outpatient might be a more accurate classification for
what,
him.
Why are people so afraid to just say how they vote? I mean, it's, I don't know,
because I wouldn't have taken, if you had asked me that, I don't know if I would have taken that as far as saying how I vote, because that could, you know, for the most part, I don't know how I vote. I would consider myself just a citizen of this country, and that would use my vote, you know, very discriminately.
I gotta tell you, most people,
being a Republican or a Democrat, because I'm very pessimistic when it comes to.
You want the dirty secret of American politics? Most people don't even think about voting.
Yeah.
All right, they can't justify how they vote. They vote against. They don't vote for. And if they're a Democrat,
and that's true. That's
true. It's absolutely true. They either hate Republicans or they hate Democrats, and that's what determines the party they vote. Allegedly, they say, it's polarized as can be, and it's totally negative. And they say they hate negative campaigning, but believe me, they do negative voting all the time.
And campaigning has been a staple as long as I can remember.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So, I don't see. Well, yeah, you're right. But on to this thing of gay men, because the one caller where he called, and this is what gets me when all these objects, they say, well, I'm against it because of this, and the one caller that was said it, I believe he gave his religious conviction support, and what they don't realize is that if you're living in a country where where you're supposed to have freedom of religion is supposed to be divorced from policy making, then that's irrelevant with regard to the issue.
How can it be divorced? I don't think that's the objective.
I think it is because
in your personal life, though. I mean, if you have religious convictions,
I'm talking about in policy making as far as the government is concerned, it's supposed to be divorced.
Yeah, but if I'm a, you know, if I'm a Muslim and I believe in providing for the poor, how can I take that value and not bring it into my public life and into my voting? I've got to believe that that's an obligation, and it's going to affect my policies.
Or else my
religion is meaningless. I mean, it has no meaning whatsoever.
Yes, but as
which I guess is true of most people,
as your reason for wanting to create laws which is going to blanket everybody, whether they're of your faith or not, then that's not a legit. To me, that's not a legitimate fact that you should include in there when you're trying to make an argument.
Do you support gay marriage?
Of course, I do. I'm a black gay man. I definitely
do. You support polygamy? Should polygamy be legal?
You know what? I feel that if they're consenting adults, and that's what they want to do, and they can financially provide for that situation, then I don't see a reason. I don't see anything reason against that either.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Believe it or not, that's consistent. So I applaud you for that. Most of the people that I talk to, and like I said, I'm on the fence on gay marriage. I just like having a good argument about it sometimes. But I've asked tons of people that support gay marriage, well, what about polygamy? They basically fall into this nonsense because they don't want polygamy, but they do want gay marriage. And there is no consistent argument. I mean, if you're going to be for gay marriage, you ought to be for polygamy too, I think. And this is why it gets interesting. And the whole thing's a mismatch.
I would agree. But I want to play devil's advocate here for a minute when you were saying that if it's already illegal in Missouri, then why do you need an amendment?
Why do I need an amendment? Yeah.
Because there's that little known legality where between the states that if a marriage is legally recognized in another state, then most states, if I'm correct here, they have that law where they're supposed to accept that marriage contract in another state. So then let's just say somebody whose marriage was legal in Massachusetts moved here and they wanted to get, you know, they wanted to still have the same legal benefits of that marriage, then they wouldn't be, you know, then Missouri is caught in the, you know, it's caught in that little fox paw there because they don't know.
I'm familiar with that, and it's just not a valid argument.
I would think it would be because then that's going to open it up to the court challenge.
Let me give you an immediate counterexample. It's just immediate because that's based on a constitutional argument, and it's based on the full faith and credit clause in the U.S. Constitution, Article 3. I think it's Section 2. I'm not certain there. It might even be Article 4. But basically says that each state shall give full faith and credit to the public documents of the other state.
Yes.
Under slavery, This is an immediate counterexample because you can have a title in slavery in Georgia in 1850. Now, let me tell you something. Massachusetts isn't going to recognize that title, period. Well, and there is no obligation that they have to under the Constitution.
But then you're bringing in the fact of race there.
I'm not bringing in race.
People are always going to be consistent when it comes to applying certain laws when you start talking about race.
I'm just saying that the full faith and credit clause really doesn't apply that way. And there's no reason, if Massachusetts has gay marriage, the state of Missouri does not have to recognize a gay marriage from Massachusetts. They don't have to do it.
Without that amendment there, and someone moves it, and I'm saying, would open it up.
It's because I got judges out of control. But the truth is, the judge is wrong. The judge is wrong, period, and you ought to fire a judge like that. He's not even looking at the history of this. The truth is, you could have a driver's license that was valid at 18 in one state, and if it's 21 or whatever in Missouri. Here's another example: concealed carry. You may have a concealed carry license from Florida. Let me guarantee you, we didn't recognize that in Missouri just because you had one from Florida.
It is
not true.
About marriage, though, that has just been the standing rule. Now, I don't know you...
It's not true. I mean, in some states, you could get married at younger ages, and those other states didn't recognize it. They did not recognize it.
Really? Do you have any legal precedent that you could refer to? Because I would love to see that. But for the most part, if marriage was legal in one state, they recognize it in another, and that's the impetus behind all these people rushing, all these states rushing out now.
If it complied with Missouri law,
to try to change the state constitution amendment to get these amendments.
Frankly, up until now, most states define marriage the same. It wasn't an issue. The only time that you get an issue is maybe if you married your cousin in one state or your brother. But I guarantee you, if some state had allowed you to marry your sister, Missouri wouldn't have recognized that marriage. Because if it's illegal here to do it, you're not going to do it.
And it would then open up to court challenges.
I need to move on. I got a full board.
All right.
So.
But we do realize that federal law always supersedes state law.
That's correct.
That's an improper challenge.
I've given you tons of examples where clearly the federal law didn't mean we had to recognize concealed carry. It did not mean we had to recognize slavery. I've given you tons of examples where that is not interpreted that way. I don't know what else I can do. Do not misinterpret the federal law.
And definitely, I'm for the gay marriage thing, and I would hope that people would see it the way you do. And I do agree that we don't need a constitutional amendment.
I believe that.
This will be ultimately solved in the courts.
Yeah, and that's wrong. I believe it should not be solved in the courts. I believe the people should decide, and I believe it can vary by state, and that's fine.
But so, doesn't the Constitution mean something?
Yes, it does. Unfortunately, we're not following it. I mean, I'm following the Constitution, actually. That's the problem. I'm trying to tell you, that's what the Constitution says. Those are the historical examples. These judges are out of control. That's really the problem.
But the judges are supposed to be able to accurately interpret the Constitution.
I guess if a judge can find abortion in the Constitution, they can find whatever. They can find gay marriage in there, too. We ought to fire those judges. The judges are wrong.
I'll leave it at that, but I do think that this will be settled in the federal courts, and I disagree with you that I'm glad that it will be settled in the federal courts because they're going to interpret the Constitution with no constitutional amendment federally, with the federal Constitution, then all these states' courts rushing out here to try to define these amendments is a waste of time, in my opinion, because it's ultimately going to...
I agree. We're grandstanding, and we're trying to, but we really need to solve the problem. If the judges are the problem, solve that problem.
Because these judges are way off the law.
Personal
opinion, how do you feel about the issue?
I'm mixed. I really am, and I don't know how I'm going to vote, and I'm being honest with you about that. I don't really have a problem with it. If from a religious perspective, I don't have that particular objection. I know some people do, but I don't. And I really think marriage is dying in the society, and I view gay marriage as a side issue. I don't like that aspect of it. The problem is really heterosexual marriage is struggling. We've got divorce rates out of control. We've got abortion rates out of control. We've got illegitimacy out of control.
And I wish the deterioration of the institution of marriage. I will make this one criticism
of the gay marriage advocates.
Okay.
I have never met one who even gave one inkling of thought as to what's wrong with heterosexual marriage and how we should be solving that problem. And that's part of the difficulty, is they see the gay marriage as simply feeding a cancer that's already eroding marriage as it is. Hey, appreciate the call, though.
Okay.
Thank you much. I guess that gives my two cents, but it's way too abstract and subtle for people. I'm sure that's true. Hey, Mary on her cell phone, what you want to talk about?
Hi, I'm for polygamy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think a man should be able to marry as many women as he can take care of.
Now, you do realize that there is, in the Bible, scripture that prohibits polygamy. For it is clearly written that a man cannot serve two masters.
That didn't have anything to do with a wife.
Oh, it doesn't?
His wife isn't his master.
I don't know if I agree with your interpretation.
Well, okay. The reason why I say that is because I figure if you can let gay people get married, why not let them have as many wives as they want?
I hear you. It's total free-for-all out there.